ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவிம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாசம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயே. நஷ்டப்ராயேஷ பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டகி. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, entitled Prahlad, the Best Among Exalted Devotees. We are reading from text number 60-64. There are no purports for 60, 61, 62 and 63. So on the board we have 64. So let me read the ஸ்லோகா அண்ட் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் ஃபார் 60-63. ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 60. சித்தாமிருத ரஸ ஸ்பிருஷ்டா வஜ்ரசார மஹௌஜஸ உத்தஸ்தூர் மேகதலன வைத்யூத இவ வஹ்னய. When the dead bodies of the demons came in touch with the nectar, their bodies became invincible to thunderbolts. Endowed with great strength, they got up like lightning penetrating the clouds. Vilokya bhagna sankalpam vimanaksham vrushadvajam தாயம் பகவான் விஷ்ணு தத்ரோபாயம் அகல்பயத். Seeing Lord Shiva very much aggrieved and disappointed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, considered how to stop this nuisance created by Mayadavana. வஸ்தச்சாதி ததா பிரம்ம ஸ்வயம் விஷ்ணுரயம் ஹிகௌ பிரவிஷ்ய திரிபுரம் காலே ரச ரசகூபாமிருதம் பபௌ. Then Lord Brahma became a cow and Lord Vishnu a cow, and at noon they entered the residences and drank all the nectar in the well. தேஷு ராஹி அபி பஷ்யந்தோ ந நன்யஷேதன் விமோஹிதஹ தத் விஜ்ஞான மஹாயோகி ரசபாலானிதம் ஜகௌ ஸ்மயம் விஷோக சோகார்த்தான் ஸ்மரன் தைவகதிம் சதாம். The demons could see the calf and cow, but because of the illusion created by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons could not forbid them. The great mystic Mayadavana became aware that the calf and cow were drinking the nectar, and he could understand this to be the unseen power of providence. Thus he spoke to demons who were grievously lamenting. Text 64, please repeat. தேவஹ அசுரஹ நரஹ அன்யஹ வா ந ஈஸ்வரஹ அஸ்தி இஹ கஷ்சன ஆத்மனஹ அன்யஸ்ய வா திஷ்டம் தைவேன அபோஹிதும் த்வயோ. தேவோசுரோனரோன்யோவா நேஷ்வரோஸ்திதகஶ்சினஹ ஆத்மனோன்யஸ்ய வாதிஷ்டம் தைவேன போஹிதும் த்வயோ தேவோசுரோனரோன்யோ வா நேஷ்வரோஸ்திதகஶ்சினஹ ஆத்மனோன்யஸ்ய வாதிஷ்டம் தைவேன போஹிதும் த்வயோ தேவோசுரோ நரோன்யோ வா நேஷ்வரோஸ்திதகஶ்சினஹ ஆத்மனோன்யஸ்ய வாதிஷ்டம் தைவேனாபோஹிதும் த்வயோ தேவோசுரோ நரோன்யோ வா நேஷ்வரோஸ்திதகஶ்சினஹ ஆத்மனோன்யஸ்வாதிஷ்டம் தைவேன போஹிதும் த்வயோ தேவோசுரோ நரோன்யோ வா நேஷ்வரோஸ்திதகஶ்சின ஆத்மனோன்யஸ்வாதிஷ்டம் தைவேன போஹிதும் த்வயோ.
மாதாஜி,
word to word meaning, devaha, the demigods, asuraha, the demons, naraha, humans, anyaha, or anyone else, va, either, நாட் ஈஸ்வரஹ த சுப்ரீம் கண்ட்ரோலர் அஸ்தி இஸ் இஹ இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் கஷ்சன எனி ஒன் ஆத்மன ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் அன்யஸ்ய அனதர்ஸ் வா ஈதர் திஷ்டம் டெஸ்டினி தெய்வேன விச் இஸ் கிவன் பை த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் அபோஹிதும் டு அண்டு த்வயோ ஆஃப் போத் ஆஃப் தம் Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: Mayadavana said, "What has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself, for others, or for both oneself and others, cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone, whether one be a demigod, a demon, a human being or anyone else." Please repeat responsibly. Mayadavana said, what has been destined by the Supreme Lord for oneself, for others, or for both oneself and others, cannot be undone anywhere or by anyone, whether one be a demigod, a demon, a human being, or anyone else. Purport by His Divine Grace: The Supreme Lord is one, Krishna, the Vishnu Tattva. Krishna expands himself into Vishnu Tattva, personal expansions, Swamsa, who control everything. Mayadavana said, however I plan, you plan, or both of us plan, the Lord has planned what is to happen. No one's plan will be successful without His sanction. We may make our own various plans, but unless they are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, they will never be successful. Hundreds and millions of plans are made by all kinds of living entities, but without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, they are futile. Om Ajnanatti Marandasya Jnanan Janasalakaya சூருன்மிலித்தம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதே கிரிம் யத் கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீ குரும் தீனதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஶ கிருபா சிந்துப்யேவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரசாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாசஸ்ய தேசதாரிணே. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார சிவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. இன் திஸ் செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் இட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஹவ் இன் த வார் பிட்வீன் டீமன்ஸ் அண்ட் டெமிகாட்ஸ் the demigods defeated the demons first, and the demons Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. On being defeated by the demigods, the demons took shelter of Mayadavana. அண்ட் மயதாவனா கிரியேட்டட் த்ரீ பிளேசஸ் லைக் பிளானட்ஸ் வித் ஹியூஜ் வெல்ஸ் ஆஃப் நெக்டர். சோ த டீமன்ஸ் வென் தே ஆர் ஃபைட்டிங், லார்ட் சிவா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வாஸ் டேக்கிங் சார்ஜ் அண்ட் ஹிஸ் ஏரோஸ் ஆர் சோ பவர்ஃபுல். When the demons were almost killed by the powerful arrows of Lord Shiva, so the demons' body, they were put in this Siddha Amruta Rasa, so the well of nectar. This nectar is made of Siddha, this is Yoga Siddhis, mystic power, it's a mystic well. The mystic well whose liquid is made of Siddhamrita. So when the dead bodies of demons came in touch with this nectar and their body became even invincible to the thunderbolt. Thunderbolt is very powerful. Vajrayuta, very powerful. Thunderbolt. It is more powerful than thunderbolt. Invincible to even to thunderbolt. The thunderbolt cannot even do anything to it. So powerful it became. So with great strength, all the so nobody was dying. They, no, even they are dead. No, their body they revived by means of this Siddha Amrita. There are different kinds of Amrita. This well is made of mystic power. It's a mystic power well, which can revive the dead body and make more stronger than the thunderbolt. So powerful. So this is Amrita. Amrita means actually that gives you no death. Mrityu amrityu, no death. If somebody takes amrita, so in the fight between demons and demigods, both demons and demigods also churn the milk ocean to get some nectar. That's a different kind of nectar. This is a different other kind of nectar. So the demigods, when they took that nectar, they became immortal. So this is the elixir of immortality, nectar. And this is a special nectar of mystic power. That is not mystic actually as such. Siddha Amrit. So the dead body is revived as strong, more stronger than thunderbolt. So this is actually material Amrita. If this material Amrita can give so much power, can change, transform a dead body into a more stronger than thunderbolt, what to speak of something which is spiritual? Krishna Katha Amrita. Krishna Katha, Hari Katha. That is also called Amrit. Why Amrit? Because as good as dead in this material world, it can make him more powerful. Qualify him transcendentally to go back home, back to God. Transformation. There is some when it comes in touch with nectar, there is some kind of transformation that happens. So this nectar can make transformation on the physical level, material level, so to say. But something spiritual, the names of the God, Nama Amrit, the holy names, that is also Amrit. Katha Amrit, the wonderful, glorious pastimes of the Lord being discussed. That becomes Amrita to the Karnas. Karnamrit. Karnamrit means nectar to the ears. If you drink, this is nectar to the tongue and belly. And there is another channel. Through the ears also you can take nectar. But you can't take the Siddha Amrit and put there. That won't work there. the transcendental glories, the transcendental names of the Lord, they work in that channel, the channel of ears, Karnamrit. The gopis were singing, Tava Katha Amritam, Katha Amritam. This is Amritam of the glorious pastimes of the Lord. Tava Katha Amritam, Tapta Jeevanam, Kavibiriditam, Kalmasapakam, Shravanamangalam, Srimadatitam, Bhuvigranantiye, Buridajana. Tava Katha Amritam, your glorious pastimes, is nectar. That is the life and soul, tapta jivanam, life without the glorious pastimes of the Lord being described, there is no life for a devotee. For ordinary person, life means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. If as long as these things are taken care, he is happy. I am okay. Are you okay? Yes, I am okay. What? God, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. For a devotee, if these things are there, still he finds the life is void. Something is missing. Essential. Life is missing. It's like a dead body. The life comes by means of tavakatamritam. Tapta jivanam. Kavibiriditam kalmasapakam. Shravanamangalam srimad. It's the most auspicious thing. The glories of the personality of Godhead being discussed in the association of devotees is most auspicious. There is nothing can be more auspicious than that. And the person who gives that glories, who recites those wonderful glories of the Lord, he is most munificent. Most munificent. He is giving the best gift. There is nothing best, better than that can be given. Most munificent. The gift of Krishna consciousness. So, in this way, here we see that Maya Davanas Siddhamrita Kund. Siddhamrita Kund is a material which can make the dead bodies of the demons so powerful, so powerful, more powerful than the thunderbolt. So by seeing this, Lord Shiva became very disappointed. Lord Shiva is so powerful. So powerful. And his power could not stop the nuisance created by Maya Davana. All the demons, you know, even though they are killed, they get revived. You kill somebody, they get revived. Then you get, you know, what is this? I am powerless actually. You just shoot a person, he dies, and then Maya Davana puts them into this Siddhamrita Kund. Then they come back and they become more powerful than the thunderbolt. Then Shiva is thinking, hey, what's happening here? Very disappointed. He thought that he is most, because all the demigods went to him. They didn't go to anybody else. And all the demigods put faith on him. And at the end, Shiva could not conquer the demons. So powerful they became because of the mystic power of Maya Davana. So, Lord Krishna, whenever nobody can handle the issue, Lord Krishna is there to handle. Eta chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan svayam indrari vyakulam lokam hridayanti yuge yuge Srimad Bhagavatam says. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajanaham. So indrari vyakulam lokam, whenever there is a difficulty for Indra and Indra's enemies are becoming more powerful, Indra and demigods, by means of their own credits, they were appointed for one manvantara. Indra was told, okay, you become Indra for one manvantara. Chandra, Surya, they are all given particular duration of time. 72 Diva Yugas, you be Indra. But somebody comes in between and intervenes and removes him from the post, then it is a disturbance. Unqualified person sits in that place, then Krishna has to intervene and rectify the situation. When nobody can rectify, Krishna has to rectify. So here, when he saw that demigods failed and then they went to Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva also could not rectify the situation, then it is stated here, accompanied by Brahma, Lord Vishnu took the form of a cow. Vishnu became cow and Lord Brahma became calf. And both this cow and calf, they enter the residences of this Siddhamrita Kund created by Mayadavana. And so this cow, they started drinking the nectar. Because of the nectar only, all these people are getting revived. So Lord Vishnu thought that I will drink. So it is not that he went in the night, you see, daytime, noon time, broad sunlight. And when this cow and calf, they started drinking this nectar, they could see. It is not that they are not seeing, but somehow or other they were not stopping. The cow and calf, they are drinking and emptying it. No, not drinking means little bit. They are drinking the entire pond, entire well of the Siddhamrit. Slowly the level is going down, it is going to finish. The demons are seeing and could not forbid them. He thought that there is some unseen power of providence. He could have stopped, actually. He could have driven off the cow and calf. He could have, but he didn't. Somehow or other, he was illusioned. He was so illusioned that this is a... See, different people have different powers. Varying powers. Somebody will have little, somebody will have little more, etc. But the Supreme Lord has complete power. 100%. So the Mayadavana, he had mystic power, Siddha. So he had mystic power, because of which he created this pond and he was reviving the dead demons. But Krishna's mystic power surpasses everybody's mystic power, including Mayadavana. If Krishna can put somebody in illusion, you can't do anything about it. You can't overcome it. You can't surpass it. Not possible. So Mayadavana says in this particular sloka, what has been destined by the Supreme Lord? Supreme Lord has... There is a destiny by means of our own karma. Suppose we have done certain karma, we have got some credit, pious credit. Either you go to heavenly planet or enjoy here as in the family of rich people, etc. We have got some karma. That is called destiny. Somebody is destined by means of our own credits, our own karma that we have done in the previous life or in this life. That is one kind of destiny. But here, Supreme Lord makes some plan, and it is Supreme Lord's destiny. No, he is destining you for certain things. Supreme Lord makes a plan for you. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Mayadavana, what in effect he is saying is, I make my plan, you all, he is speaking to the demons, you all make your plan, so many people make their own plan, but the Supreme Lord also makes some plan. At the end of the day, Supreme Lord's plan work, all other plans don't work. Period. Supreme Lord, if he has decided something has to happen, there is no way that anybody can do anything about it. So because the Supreme Lord has created certain kind of illusion so much so that the Mayadhavana's intelligence was completely somehow or other mystified, so to say. He was not in his ordinary intelligence, otherwise he would be. If Krishna can want to manipulate your intelligence, he can do it. You can't be more smarter than Krishna. We all have intelligence, we have all so many manipulations, we have all so many things to say. But then, as long as Krishna doesn't intervene, you are the boss. But when Krishna decided, no, I don't want this to happen, you may have great plan for something to happen actually. If Krishna says, no, I don't want it, you try anything, any damn thing, nothing is going to work. This is the fact. So, as the saying goes, man proposes, God disposes. You may propose so many things, it is not that everything has to happen. At the end of the day, if God says, Krishna says, no, no, I don't want that to happen, won't happen. So Maya Davana says, it is applicable for everybody. For demons, he is telling, and demigods, human beings, anybody at any time and for everyone. This is a standard rule that is applicable. So, the intelligence also comes from Krishna. If Krishna gives proper intelligence at the proper time, things can be very different. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna says, dadami, I give intelligence by means of which you can come back to me. Yenamam upayanti te. Even going back to Godhead, it is not by our only effort we can go back to Godhead. At the end of the day, Krishna has to give some finishing touch, so to say. Without that, because even you may do so many things, you know, it is not guaranteed that, you know, you are going to remember the lotus feet of Krishna when the time comes. Anybody can give guarantee. Can I say that I am going to remember? Can I give guarantee to my own self? No, not possible. If Krishna doesn't want you to go back to Godhead, he will give different intelligence also. But if, on the other hand, if one is a pure devotee of the Lord, no matter what you are going to do, Krishna can guarantee you that he can take you back home, back to God. That is also possible. There was one question by Ramanujacharya, interesting. He had some questions because he didn't have a guru. He left his gurukula because his guru was a Mayavadi. And he had questions. Whom to ask? There was one devotee called Kanchipuram, Trikachinambi, in Varadara, Kanchipuram, Varadaraj. Varadaraj is Lord Vishnu. So Varadaraj will talk to this Kanchipurna every day. What's happening today? Which devotee did what? Kya kya varaye? Kya alshale? The deity, Varadaraj, will talk to this Kanchipurna every day. So Ramanuja, one fine day, Varadaraj said that, please give this sloka to Ramanuja. He has got some doubts. Ramanuja didn't tell anybody. Lord said that, you go and give it to him. Then Kanchipurna came, Ramanuja, come. Varadaraj has given you some sloka, please take this. And one of the questions Ramanuja had was, what happens if a devotee, somehow or other, doesn't remember you at the time of death? Very significant. Hum toh bahut kuch kar raha hai. We do so many things so that we can purify our heart, become Krishna conscious, go back home, back to God. So many things we are doing. And somehow or other, if I don't remember, what will happen? And answer to that question, which was not revealed, but Lord Varadaraj knows. Lord Varadaraj said, by somehow or other, if my devotee, you have to qualify for that, if my devotee, Krishna has to tell you that you are my devotee, brother, that's a big qualification required. If my devotee, somehow or other, doesn't remember me at the time of death, still I take him back to God. So that way, at the end of the day, mercy of the Lord is the most important. So, in our devotional service, something very significant from here, I thought we can discuss. Making plans, so many plans. This is the golden jubilee year of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada made so many plans to make this like possible. If you go back in time, from the time that Srila Prabhupada met His Divine Grace பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி கோஸ்வாமி மகாராஜ் இன் 1922 இஸ் குரு மகாராஜ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் ஹிம், யூ ஸ்பீக் இங்கிலீஷ், யூ கோ டு த வெஸ்ட் அண்ட் ப்ரீச் த மெசேஜ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இன் த வெஸ்ட், ப்ரீச் த மெசேஜ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இன் இங்கிலீஷ். 22 அண்ட் லேட்டர் ஆன் he also instructed whenever you get money you print books. But Prabhupada was trying all his best effort to preach somehow or other in different ways. As a grahastha he was helping Gaudiya Math in Allahabad, in Bombay Gaudiya Math in 1930s Prabhupada helped. And so much, you know, he was scholarly, he was giving lectures, he was writing. So much nicely he was writing that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, whatever he writes, you publish it. Prabhupada. And he was writing articles, trying to preach. Then, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati departure. After that, so many things happened in Gaudiya Math. And Prabhupada, as a grahastha, he was traveling to different places for his business purpose. Still he was trying to preach. Then slowly, he thought that he can start an organization, the League of Devotees in Jhansi. He tries to establish an institute. It worked to some extent. Not really that big as what we are seeing in the form of Krishna conscious movement of ISKCON. Little bit happened. And Prabhupada thought that I should, my Guru Maharaj instructed me to write, so he started Back to Godhead magazine, 1944, one man show, so to say, writing the articles, giving to the printer, setting up in the letterpress, proofreading, supplying the paper, printing, getting it printed, and then distribute it also. Actual one man show. Sometimes people say one man show. This is actually one man show. And that also with great difficulty. No money. Who will give money? So some little donation here and there. He was publishing it. How much difficulty he was undergoing. He was still trying. My Guru Maharaj told me to preach, so I should be preaching it. Then somehow or other he left his family. He was living like a vanaprastha for some time. Then took sannyas also. Living in Vrindavan. From Vrindavan, Prabhupada will go all the way to Delhi. In the train, in the third class ticket. Aajkal third class nahi hai. Third class is gone. Third class ticket is just a bench. Those days bench. Just a bench in the train. That's what you can say. And go to Delhi. In the summer, so much heat. Prabhupada trying. He was making plans, somehow they should preach. So, it was same Prabhupada, you know, he just went to US and then things worked in a very different scale actually. Boom, it's like an explosion. Hare Krishna explosion. But same Prabhupada, he was doing the same thing, it is nothing that, you know, he was trying all his best. He published Srimad Bhagavatam. For that he went to Gorakhpur to get some grant for the first volume, second volume, third volume. He came to Bombay. Sumati Muraji gave the grant for the third volume. And he said, he was telling several people actually, I want to go to the West and preach. He was just telling like that. One fine day, he gets a letter from the ministry, government of India, saying that you are clear to go to America. He said, what? I am clear to go to America? How did it happen? They said, there is one Gopal Agarwal from Butler, Pennsylvania. He is your sponsor. Huh? Who is this person? Then, this person is actually the son of one Mr. Agarwal in Mathura, to whom Srila Prabhupada just passingly said, I want to go to the West and preach. And he wrote to his son, and his son sent, and he got ready. He got the form. Then, Prabhupada came to Bombay and got a free ticket and he went. And even when Prabhupada went to America, Prabhupada writes, I don't know whether to turn left or right. It's a new place. How am I going to preach? Prabhupada writes, my dear Lord, I will be puppet in your hand. You can make me dance the way you want me to dance. Handing over oneself as a puppet in the hand of the Lord means it's a very glorious position. You can't be puppet somewhere else, but in the hands of the Lord you can be. So when in Butler, Pennsylvania, Mr. Gopal Agarwal arranged few preaching engagements in the university and things. Prabhupada said, okay, let me go to the university and preach. He was actually, he never had any idea that he's going to preach to hippies. Never had an idea. He was trying to preach there. In the college, he gave some lectures. In YMCA, where he was staying, some lectures. In the house of Gopal Agarwal, some lectures, guests and visitors coming. He was trying, wherever possible, he was just trying, that's all. 1 month over, he can't stay long there. Then he came to New York, Dr. Mishra's yoga studio. He was staying there for some time. Some contacts happened. Some people were coming to yoga, they were a little interested. Somehow or other, he landed up in Lower East Side. Some people were, you know, coming to the Dr. Mishra's yoga studio, they were interested in Prabhupada. And with them, when Prabhupada tried, it all, many of them became, you know, they did a kirtan in Tompkins Square Park. And the hippies came and done. Hippies. These people are taking chanting seriously. And it so happened that these are the, you know, the foundation stones for this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada never had any idea that the hippies are going to come and he's going to preach hippies. He was trying every possible way that he could, and finally it happened that hippies are the most qualified candidates. Because they are already detached from the family, detached from everything. That is very important, you know. So they are ready to get attached to something, then Prabhupada gave them Krishna, chalo. Then like a magnet, attracted them. Krishna had a bigger plan for Srila Prabhupada. That cannot happen by League of Devotees. That cannot happen by preaching in Allahabad, Kanpur, Lucknow. He was preaching all these places. He was going all these places actually. So, when Krishna makes a bigger plan, that will take some time to happen. One should not get discouraged when one's own plan doesn't happen. Prabhupada would have thought that, hey, I'm trying so many things not happening. Chalo, chod do. Nahi, chodne ka nahi. You have to know that if this is not happening, this may be because of some higher purpose. We don't know. But doesn't mean that I can leave my goal in my life. My determination to do something, my following the instruction of my spiritual master, my following the instruction of my acharya. We can leave all those things. We can try. Okay, this is not working, chalo, this one. This is not working, this one. Keeping trying one after another. But then, when you are so determined, you are completely fixed up, then Krishna makes, he keeps revealing his bigger plan. Bigger plan. So Krishna's plan was to make this Krishna consciousness movement worldwide. For that, Krishna wanted Prabhupada to go to the west, not here. So somehow or other he made the arrangement, so and so, so and so, so there. Even when he got two heart attacks in the ship, Prabhupada writes, if I got the third one, I would have died. Krishna intervenes, no third, I am there, don't worry. Don't worry, no third. Because there is a bigger plan to happen. When Krishna wants, he can make heart attacks happen. When he doesn't want, the heart attack coming can be stopped also. That's possible. That is Krishna. So in this way, in this loka, Srila Prabhupada writes, we can make so many plans. Everybody is having the free will to make their own plan. No big deal. But we have to know our plan matches with Krishna's plan. Our plan matches with Acharya's plan. Our plan matches with our Guru's plan. If our plan is something very different, then it's mismatch. Mismatch. It may be proper, it may not be proper. We don't know. It could be a speculation. It could be a whims. Whims, and somebody can do whimsically also something. So we have to see whether our plan is... When your plan is still matching with your Guru's plan, your plan is still matching with your Acharya's plan, still it is not working, don't worry, keep going. Something big is waiting for you. Maybe, we don't know.
but you can't leave the plan. A plan is made for you by your guru, by your acharya. Keep going with the plan. Keep trying various things. Use your intelligence. Your buddhi is there. Intelligence is there. Keep using it. But you can't leave the plan. You can't leave the path. You are on the path of Krishna consciousness. You can't leave it because of this difficulty, that difficulty. No. Going on. Keep going. Determination. So that can actually make one's life successful, making one go back home, back to Godhead. Today is also the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Gauridas Pandit. We will briefly discuss few pastimes from these exalted acharyas. Srila Rupa Goswami, on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went to Vrindavan to uncover Lord Krishna's pastimes and write books on Bhakti Shastra and install deities and start Seva Puja and propagate the rules of Bhakti Yoga, systematically performing Krishna consciousness. So in this way, all the Goswamis, including Rupa Goswami, they were living under trees actually. They didn't need any great shelter. One tree, one night, another tree, another night, because they didn't even want to get attached to a tree. If you keep living under a tree, continuously you may get attached. So one day, Rupa Goswami was sitting on the banks of Yamuna and he was thinking on Lord Chaitanya. He was trying to locate the deity of Govinda Devji, which was installed by Vajranath, the grandson of Lord Krishna. He couldn't find. So he was sitting on the banks of Yamuna and he was calling, "Oh Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya," like that. So when he was meditating like that, one young boy, he came and he told Rupa Goswami, "Babaji, there is a cow coming every day on top of this hillock and it is discharging all the milk from its milk bag, discharging naturally on the, you know, hole. There is a hole in the hillock. It is discharging all its milk there. Please come, I will show you that." Okay. So Rupa Goswami went with this boy and he showed the hole where the milk was discharged by this cow. And he turned back, he saw the boy is not there. That boy is none other than, who is that boy? Lord Krishna comes and performs some wonderful pastimes with his very dear devotees. So then, Rupa Goswami naturally got ecstasy. He didn't even know what is inside actually. He got ecstasy and he fainted. Then when he woke up, he called the villagers and he said, "Please help. We want to see what is there." So when they opened up and they found the Govindaji, the deity of Govindaji installed by Vajranath. Then, under the supervision of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and with the great help of Raja Mansingh was a commander of Akbar's army. He was Akbar. And they made a wonderful temple, so big. Very good in architecture, very wonderful, so tall. So this temple was so tall that after 100 years, Aurangzeb, everybody knows, for those who know history. So he was in Agra, on the Agra fort. One day he was on top of the Agra fort and he saw towards, you know, Mathura side, and he saw a light. He said, "What is this light?" He asked, "Hey, what is this light?" They said, "No, this is on top of Govindaji temple. They have lit a ghee lamp. So it's a ghee lamp light from Vrindavan." He said, "What? So tall this is, which can be seen from Agra." "No, no, no. we don't want such tall temple. This cannot be taller than our mosque. Demolish it. So when Aurangzeb's army came to demolish, then the devotees, naturally they won't allow the Lord to be there. So the Govindaji, which was installed in Vrindavan, was moved to Jaipur. So in Jaipur, now Jaipur Palace, there is Govindaji temple. So that Govindaji was actually the original deity installed by Vajrana, Krishna's grandson, and worshipped by Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan, moved to Jaipur. So in this way, Rupa Goswami, under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he compiled various literature for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. These are all standard law books. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The nectar. Nectar is called, this is a different nectar, you see. Not like Siddhamrit of Mayadavana. This nectar can transform your life and transport you to back home, back to garden. Siddhamrit cannot do that. You need Rasamrit. Bhakti Rasamrit. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ocean. It's not a well. Mayadavanas is well. This is Rupa Goswami is giving you ocean. Ocean means unlimited, you know, very, very vast, vast body. So this ocean, so there will not be any scarcity. Even everybody in the whole world jumps into this ocean, still the ocean will be, you know, full of nectar. Bhakti Rasamrita. Upadesha Amrit, another Amrit. The nectar of instruction. These are all nectars because it can make a person immortal. You don't have to die and take another birth. Go back home, back to... This is real immortality. This Siddhamrita, what immortality is there? Devamrita, what immortality? That is also immortality. The elixir of immortality, Devamrita, Siddhamrita. You need Krishna Kathamrita. You need Rasamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita. You need Upadeshamrita, instruction, what to be done, what is not to be done. Unless one is regulating oneself, what is to be done properly, you are not going to achieve result. It's not just doing anything and everything, you know, one is going to achieve perfection in life. You have to do according to the instruction of the Acharya. Rupa Goswami is giving Upadesha Amrit, Ujjwala Nilamani, Lalita Madhav, like that he has written so many texts on conjugal pastimes of the Lord. He is known as Rasacharya. Rasacharya. So, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, following in our line of succession, we are known as, you know, Rupanugas. He is our Acharya. Rupanugas. It is stated that once Rupa Goswami was wanting to have a nice feast made, but he didn't have ingredients. So as he thought, one girl, young girl, brought all the ingredients for making a feast. So Rupa Goswami made a feast and offered to the Lord, and he invited Sanatan Goswami to please come for a feast. He said, hey, you are a Babaji, where do you get all this feast? Babajis go for Madhukari and take some roti, roti, chapati, no, sabji ho gaya. Feast? How did you get it? No, today I thought that I should make a feast. It was a good fortune. A young girl, young girl came and gave, I made it. Who is that young girl? So Radha and Krishna, they act upon the desire of the pure devotees actually. Sanatana goes on, hey, you are taking service from Radharani? This is not correct. We are here to serve, not to demand. What you have done is more important than what you want to be done actually. So in this way, Rupa Goswami was in Vrindavan, spending his time executing the orders of Lord Chaitanya. And one of the important pastimes which we can take lessons from in our own devotional service is that Narahari Chakravarti in his Bhakti Ratnakar describes how once Rupa Goswami, see, pure devotee of the Lord, when they actually render devotional service, they actually go into meditation upon the various pastimes of the Lord. So much so that the Lord also reveals some new pastimes to them. So one such occasion, there was a pastime going on in Vrindavan, wherein all the gopis, they were decorating Radharani. So they were making their hair, making Radharani's hair and decorating the hair, everything. So after decoration, they gave the mirror to Radharani. So Radharani looked. So before that, Lord Krishna came there, but all the other gopis, they noticed. But Radharani did not notice. So Krishna was standing behind and seeing what is happening. So Radharani brought the mirror to see her own face. So when in the mirror, she actually saw Krishna's face. Hey, who is this? Krishna was behind. So all the gopis, ha 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 ha, they laughed. Rupa Goswami was part of the team in the meditation. So he also laughed. As he laughed, there was a devotee, Krishna Das. He came to meet actually Rupa Goswami. As he entered, Rupa Goswami laughed. And he thought he was actually disabled. He was disabled. He thought he was lame. So he thought that Rupa Goswami is laughing at me. He felt very bad. So he went to Sanatan Goswami, said that, see, Rupa Goswami, your brother is laughing at me, I am lame like that. He said, no, he is not. Actually, he must have been in meditation. He is a pure devotee, he was in meditation and you must have mistaken it. Oh, really like that? Yeah, he won't, we don't look like that. So he, as this is happening, Rupa Goswami's meditation broke. The pastime he was relishing, it broke. And he was trying to again meditate and try to engage in that. It was not possible. He was thinking, something has happened. I must have committed some offense. So he was thinking that I will go and see Sanatan Goswami and find out what. Because Sanatan Goswami is the elder brother. He was coming to see. By the time on the way, Krishna Das was coming and paying obeisance. Oh, my dear Rupa, I made a great mistake of thinking that you have offended me. Actually, I am an offender. To think that, you have offended me. So he was paying. He said, no, I am an offender. My meditation, is gone. I am an offender. Both of them telling each other that they are the offenders. So Narahari Sarkar explains that Vaishnava Apara is so strong that it can even cause disturbance in the devotional service of a pure devotee. Forget about Tom, Dick and Harry. He explains that this pastime is, exhibited through Rupa Goswami, who is one of the stalwart devotee, pure devotee, eternal associate, Rupa Manjari. He is one of the Manjaris in Krishna's pastime. If it can happen to Rupa Goswami, what to speak of me, like that one should think. Narahari Sarkar. So, this is a very, very important lesson for every sadhaka, that one should be very, very careful about Vaishnava Apara. Because Vaishnava Apara is such a thing that it can put a roadblock on your devotional path. That's all, dead end. You meet a dead end, you can't go further. You can't do anything about it. Vaishnava Aparadha is so powerful. Even when it is done unintentionally. Rupa Goswami never thought, he didn't even know that Krishna Das came there. Forget about offending him. Even unintentionally doing an offense can cause a great disturbance in one's devotional path. So that is the wonderful example given here. And Rupa Goswami Samadhi is in the Radha Damodar temple, wherein Srila Prabhupada, Golden Jubilee we are celebrating, Srila Prabhupada would look at Rupa Goswami Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir from his kitchen while taking prasad, and he will be meditating. Rupa Goswami has established, I am a Rupanuga. How am I going to actually spread this Krishna consciousness? The inspiration Prabhupada gets from the Rupa Goswami Samadhi, and today is the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami. We pray at his lotus feet for little bit of his mercy, so that we can imbibe the mood, at least imbibe the mood of not committing offense, because he is showing by his own example. And very quickly we will say a few things about Gauridas Pandit, who was associate of Lord Chaitanya. Before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he could see that Lord Chaitanya is going to take sannyas and is going to go away. So he was feeling separation and he was feeling so sad. Gauranga is going to go and he is going to take sannyas. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they went to see Gauridas Pandit in Ambika Kalna. There Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry. He made an identical deity of Gauranga and Nityananda. He said, this deity is non-different from us. You please worship them and we will stay with you and take all your sarees. Whatever sarees you do, we will take it. You please worship this. By saying this, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they wanted to walk away. Then Gauridas said, ruko ruko. You said that this deity is non-different from you. So why don't you stay here and this deity go? Gauranga Nityananda said, no problem. They just walked into the altar. Gauranga Nityananda, they stood like that. Then the deity started walking. And deity, when the deity started walking, he saw it exactly like Gauranga Nityananda. Then he said, no, wait. You stay and you go. Then the actual original, no. Gauranga Nityananda started walking. So it went on for a couple of time. Then it got confused. Which is original Gauranga Nityananda and which is the deity? Pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord can engage in wonderful pastimes, unheard of, unknown. The Lord can do something very new to a devotee also. It's not that standard things he has to do. This happened, this is only going to happen. No. Something very different. Something very different the Lord can do. So in this way, Gauridas Pandit, he was not very wealthy. Sometimes he will think that I should decorate my lords very nicely. When you think only, the Gauranga deity will be decorated with all kinds of jewellery. You will say, hey, wait a minute, where did this jewellery come from? Hey, where you got all these deities? He will ask, he will intimately associate with the deities actually. Where did it come? So in this way, once Gauridas disciple known as Chaitanya, he made a Sankirtan festival on the banks of Ganges. Wonderful chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Everybody was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So much so that the deity Gauranga Nityananda walked out of the altar and they started giving association to the devotees who are doing Sankirtan festival. Gauridas came. Altar mein khali hai altar. Suppose you come and see altar khali, kya karega? Then he saw, where did my Gauranga Nityananda go? He took a stick. And he went and saw, he is dancing in the midst of all the people. So he was chasing Gauranga Nityananda. You don't do that. So when Gauridas Pandit was chasing, Gauranga Nityananda, they ran and they just went into the heart of this Chaitanya, who is the organizer of this festival, who is a disciple of Gauridas. So Gauridas could see, Gauranga Nityananda is going in the heart. He said, oh, my Gauranga Nityananda is in the heart of this, my disciple. Then he started embracing him with the tears rolling down. From that time onwards, he is known as Hridaya Chaitanya. The Lord Chaitanya entered into the Hridaya, heart of, you know, his disciple Chaitanya. So he was known from that time as Hridaya Chaitanya. So Gauridas Pandit is one of the Gopas, Subala Gopa, in Lord Krishna's pastime. So today is his disappearance day. So we pray at the lotus feet of Gauridas Pandit and Rupa Goswami for giving us proper intelligence, giving us proper intelligence to make proper plan which matches with the plan of the Supreme Lord and matches with the plan of Srila Prabhupada. In that way, we can actually make our life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Speak loudly, I will repeat your question until this works. Check it out.
Hare.
The question is, Aurangzeb came and he destroyed the temple. All the devotees are worshipping the Lord and the deities have to move to Jaipur. What is actually the Lord's plan in this pastime? Sometimes you can find out the Lord's pastime plans by means of being revealed by some pure devotee. The pure devotee can see the hand behind the Lord. The hand behind the Lord can be seen by the pure devotee. When the pure devotee is revealed, we come to know. Or sometimes certain things become so evident, self-evident, we know that, okay, this is Lord's plan, we cannot do like that. So in the case of Aurangzeb, what is actually Lord's plan is not revealed by anybody. What is left with us is speculation, which we will not indulge into. We can make some guess. It is the Lord, because many of the deities, they moved out of Vrindavan actually. Madan Mohan has to move out, Karoli, and Jaipur. Jaipur may not only go into the other deities are also there, many of the Goswami deities are there. Maybe the Lord, you know, wanted to give opportunity for the devotees in Jaipur to worship them and make others to feel separation. We don't know. There is no, we have not come across any Acharya commenting it. What I am saying is just, we don't have to take it seriously about it. Anyway. So, Lord's plan sometimes is revealed through the scriptures, through the pure devotees. They are all bona fide, authentic. You can just take it for granted. Other things, if you don't find out what is the plan, you accept it as unexplained plan and go along, that's all. Exact plan, we can never come to know by means of our little tiny intelligence. Not possible. Yes?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you told about manthan of ocean in which a nectar came and the demigods drank that. One demon also drank, and when he was slashed by Krishna, by Sudarshan, so he became in two parts. One was, So he became immortal. So are the demigods immortal?
See, even though it is said immortality, it is a misnomer. It's not immortal means eternal. It is immortal for only 72 Divyugas until this Manvantara. All the demigods, they are only up to this Manvantara. Once this Manvantara is complete, then different Indra will come, different Chandra will come, different people, this is a posting. So this is to say immortal until at least 72 Divyayugas. Indra was supposed to be Indra for 72 Divyayugas. Divyayuga means one cycle of 4 Yugas, right? Satya, Treta, Dvapara, Kali is one Divyayuga, one cycle. The demigods are posted for 72 Divyayugas. Somebody in between comes and disturbs. And they become paupers. They don't have anything wealth. So to regain that, you know, position back, no, you need some immortality so that the demons will not come and kill them or disturb them. So to save yourself for 72 Divyayugas, this is Devamrita. Devalok me jo amrit. Swami for 72, immortal for 72 Divyayugas is the right word to say about the Devamrita. But then that is in bracket. So we just say that immortal. It's not real immortality. So this fellow, this Rahu and Kedu, these are thoda teda loge. So they knew that this Mohini thoda gadbad kar rahi hai. The demigods are sitting in one line, demons are sitting in another line. She is coming to demigod side and giving the nectar. She is going to demon side, and the demons, they are not looking at the pot, they are looking at her face. Kabhi kabhi hota hai. When the Lord wants to put in illusion somebody, you cannot overcome. Forget about this Tom, Dick and Harry. Even Lord Shiva was put into illusion that he has to go behind Mohini Murthy. What to speak of this? These are all in front of Shiva, Tom, Dick and Harry. So the demons are looking either, either neither guy. but this Raghavan Kedu, smart is a smart guy, udhar mil rahe idhar nahi mil rahe, ye kya baat hai? So they used their mystic power, sat on the other side looking like a demigod. Demigods were dal diya. They just tasted it, but it didn't go inside immediately. Mohini. So their head became immortal, body is dead. So yehi halat ho gaya unka kali. No, the head remained. That is also going to be for 72 divyas only. Not immortal means time immemorial, not plus infinity nahi hai. Infinity nahi hai. 72 divyas. But sometimes 72 divyas is so long time. People think, oh, it's like immortal, you know. A day is like, you know, eternity, somebody said. Day is not going to become like eternal, but then the day is not moving. You think it is like eternal. In the same way, 72 divyas only, not more than that. That is the value of Devamrut.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for your good lecture and answers. My question is, Aurangzeb was most successful king of Mughal kingdom. Aurangzeb was most successful king of Mughal kingdom. He did so many atyachar on Hindus and Hindu religion. Why Lord Krishna did not punish him? He was so successful.
Lord Krishna comes to punish those who cannot be punished by anybody else. Koi bhi kuch bhi nahi kar sakta hota hai, then Lord Krishna comes. If somebody can punish them by some means or other, the fellow is going to be killed. Krishna doesn't come because he doesn't like to beat the dead snake. All the mortals are dead snakes. They are already destined to die. The time factor itself can take care of somebody. Why Krishna has to come? It is exactly like the Supreme Court doesn't deal with the pickpockets. Pickpockets, kabhi suna hai? A case again, the pickpocket has appealed to the Supreme Court. Kabhi suna hai? Idhar hi khatam ho jata hai. Unko kidhar jayega? So, jo Supreme Court doesn't take a cognizance and you know, we are going to deal with one big pickpocket like that. Pickpocket, it doesn't go up to that level. So, Aurangzeb is a machar. Usko machar ko Bhagavan ko kya aane ka zarurat hai? So, they are using their free will to do all kinds of, adharmic activity, and they will face the consequence of it. Law of karma will take care. Law of karma will take care, the time factor will take care. Why Krishna should come? Don't waste Krishna's time. He has some other things to do. Very busy he is. So he will not come. Aurangzeb. Ye itna chota universe hai. Itna chota universe mein ek chota Bharatavarsh hai. Ye chota Bharatavarsh mein ek India hai. India ke andar kuch kiya hai. It is nothing for him. It is totally insignificant thing. But for us it looks like, hey, this is a demoniac person. No, why did it there? Why Krishna is not coming? Don't call Krishna for killing a machar. He won't come. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaurav Premanande.